Welcome to another episode of What's Your Art, guys. My name is Anton and I'm your host for this podcast. So today we have a very, very special guest, Shane Gentles, a videographer, film director, and also a dancer. And I'm super excited to have him on the table here with us today to talk about life, talk about creativity. But first and foremost, I just want to say a thank you to everyone that's been tuning into our podcast on Spotify. Yes, it's on Spotify, Google, iTunes, and the list goes on. So without further ado, Shane, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem, man.
Be here. This is exciting.
It's been a while. It's definitely been a while, but we're here with season three.
Sweet.
And we got an exciting line of guests, and obviously you're kicking things off for season three. So talk to me, man. Like, dancer and a film director and a filmmaker. So what's your perspective when you kind of like have two different avenues, but as a creative? Like, what is your perspective on that and how do you see that?
I think it's always very challenging because having multiple avenues to express your creativity, you try to do both. You're trying to fill both of those cups. I think it's about balancing them, not potentially always 50-50, but it's still okay to like balance it between 40-60, 20-80, and then you can swap back and forth. But I think it's important is to find synergy between them, which I really try to do. I'm the type of person, I'm into so many different things. You know, I grew up drawing, and then drawing got me into writing, and then writing got me into directing.
Right.
And dance has always been there, like, from the beginning.
Right. So do you think that's like the core of your other creative stuff, or is it, do you think it changes?
No, I think writing's my core.
Okay.
Something about storytelling is the core for me. Dancing's like the physical avenue of how to express myself.
Got you.
But like when I'm doing storytelling, that's like my emotional avenue for storytelling, or just being creative. So they do two different things for me personally.
Okay.
And finding a way to like put them together is like the best way I can express myself in my art, really. It's not easy. Sometimes I'm focusing loads more on film. I think that's because I started film way more later than I did with dance. Dance, I've been dancing since I was like nursery.
That's always there for you.
Yeah. Okay. So I had to like put more work in, more time to like understand the film industry, understand my creative art. Like I was terrible like picking that angle for a camera.
Yeah.
No idea. What lens should I use? Should I hold the camera here, down here, up there? Like I didn't know. So I had to like study all of that.
Got you.
Yeah, it wasn't natural for me.
Do you ever feel like you've been pressured to by the outside world? Hey, Shane, no, you know, you should do more of the film directing stuff, or you should do more acting. Or you know what? Just scrap the film stuff. Continue dancing. You're an amazing dancer. Ooh. Do you get that a lot?
I don't get that a
you
lot.
Don't? Okay.
But I do remember like I had one, I won't say mentor, but someone who I looked up to, and she was really helping me with like my creative work. And she said I should probably do dance more because I was better at it. I think back then I was doing a lot more dance. I wasn't really doing film.
Okay.
So she knows me for doing dance.
Right.
And she took me in. She was the first person that gave me a job teaching dance.
Wow, okay.
And that snowballed and getting more teacher jobs and teaching for like 10 years teaching dance. And I think that made me think about, am I a better dancer? Should I focus on doing dance? But I find dance for me is a way of expressing my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I could do it professionally.
Just why'd you say that?
Just the lifestyle of a dancer is very highly pressured in terms of your physicality. You also have to like train all the time. You have to like work out. And I don't really want to do that. I just want to do it for fun, you know?
Okay, all right. So you know where you stand with that, basically.
Yeah. I think I learned that back in, like, college. Because I think college, I was, like, working on, or maybe I could be a professional dancer.
Right.
That's when I was with my dance crew and we're doing like shows and performances.
Right.
Going to battles. And I just realized that this is, I don't want to do this constantly. Once in a while is great, but like get this like my money maker, I feel like it would drain me. I wouldn't want to do it anymore. I would lose the fun out of it.
Got you. And how do you, you know, having that on the side, and then obviously I'm taking as filmmaking is probably your main focus in terms of potentially building into a business or moving forward with your creative work. How do you take all of that and put into your own life? Like how do you take any lessons from it? Do you see any inspiration for yourself? Or does that change your lifestyle as well as a person?
I think it's just a part of my lifestyle, really. That's who I am and that's what I do. I think I always learn from the stuff I do. And also the people I meet as well. They end up just becoming my friendship group anyway. Yeah. So I think when you're, especially when you're creative as well, like, being a creative is your life, like it's part of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I find that when I'm working like at a job somewhere and people are focusing on the job, that's all that what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that the job, like to pay my bills, that's just to pay my bills. Yeah. Outside, I've got my own stuff going on.
Yeah.
And that's really my lifestyle. This is just like some part-time thing just to like keep my creative lifestyle going.
Yeah.
I think that's, I think sometimes a lot of creatives are doing that, like they have their part-time job, they'll have it on the side and they're using that to fuel their creativity.
You know, funny you say that, because sometimes, you know, I go through the same thing, right? So, you know, you got your stuff that you do full time and then you focus on your creative work, but then obviously you're focusing for that for the long run.
Yeah, definitely, right? For the long run.
Always. And sometimes when I ask people like, hey man, what do you do outside of work? Oh, nothing. So that's the question that's been in my mind to understand why people are not utilizing or thinking about what they like to do a lot more than settling, you know, okay, this is it kind of thing. So it really baffles me. Like, what's your take on that?
I think everyone's kind of different. Sometimes they're just satisfied with just having a job, having a simple life. They go home, you know, to their family, and they go to work, and they're happy with their work. And if they're happy with doing what they're doing, then it's okay. But for me, I just want more.
Yeah.
I want more out of life. I feel like, especially like working for yourself, I really want to work for myself. I don't need to work for anybody else. I think that's the most amount of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I think when 2020 came, it was a weird time because I was building my time up to like, okay, 2020 is going to be my time for like to focus on being free.
Yeah.
And then lockdown happened, like there's anything but free, like you couldn't go out and do anywhere.
Yeah.
So, but it taught me a lot about freedom, because freedom doesn't necessarily have to be something physical, it's also something mental as well.
Yeah.
So I was able, even though I was locked in my house, mentally I was free to do whatever I wanted to do.
Right.
I was doing my work, I was writing, I was being creative, I was talking to people, I was going out here and there when I could. And that changed my whole perspective on what freedom is. And I think that's the journey I'm really going towards, because I feel like that's what creativity is doing for me, is making me be free. And how do I utilize that information to my work? Okay, so I got this project I want to work on.
Right.
How is that going to build onto my next project, to the point where now I'm free enough, I don't need to work for anybody else, I'm working for myself.
Yeah.
And to do that, you have to think of the business side as well.
Yeah.
I studied business in school. I did study business in school because I knew I just didn't want to study it like in college or university.
Yeah.
But I knew it was very important, because everywhere you go, you can learn business.
Yeah.
Regardless of what job, it's a business.
You gotta learn business.
So you have a foundation of business and then you're good to go. So I think that helped me a lot. And that's what I'm trying to do now, find a way to like have my own business. Started as a freelancer, so I can do the freelancer route. I don't think being a freelancer is great for me. So I feel like having my own business is probably better than like doing a freelancer.
It's more sustainable,
yeah,
I guess, right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially for your taxes.
Yeah. That's, look, I mean, you're dropping some great gems, and you know, especially for anyone that's watching, because I think this podcast is mainly targeted towards new starters or anyone that's wanting to get into the creative space. Because we always hear about, you know, people who made it, right? You probably see them on YouTube stars or influencers, even though I don't like to call the word influencers. Let's say well-known creatives, right? These are the stories we hear all day long. But we never hear from someone who's just starting the journey, but we're halfway through or quarter way through. And I think these are the artists I want to get on the show to actually explain, look, I've just started and I'm doing it. You can do this too. So it's a different perspective and a different answer from someone who's already made it
100%.
To then getting from someone who's on the grind and doing it. So I think, yeah, it's really interesting to see your perspective on that as well. And what's the end, like, what's your final goal? If you have a goal with your creative journey, what is it that you want to achieve? If nothing was an obstacle for you right now, what would that be?
It slightly changed recently. Because originally I wanted to have my own film studio.
Sure.
And just like have my own building. And just create whatever I wanted in that building. Distribute whatever I want. Just have the full control.
Freedom. Yeah.
But I think that's slightly changed since I've started my own, a new project called Neon Soul.
Okay.
And it's basically, it's a dance series.
Okay.
But I'm using that to connect to all the different things I'm currently doing, like starting my own clothing line that's around dance. I also want to have my own dance studio.
Nice.
And build that dance studio into like having my clothes in there and having like a film studio in there and slowly nice. Just build up a creative hub for like yes. other creators.
Yeah.
That would be my kind of my biggest goal, just have a hub of creators where we can just like create anything we really want without feeling the barriers or gates of we can't do this because yeah. of this. Okay, 100%. We have this. How can we find that barrier and cross that barrier where we feel like someone's stopping us?
Yeah.
I understand like some of the big organizations that are out there where they have to sift through a lot of people to find, okay, this is probably the best person for this project.
Yeah.
But why should that stop someone making
doing
something
other stuff? Yeah.
Because they have to sift through all these other people. I feel like there yeah. could be another way where we can help you make something, but we don't have to go through a sorting process to get there. That's where my biggest thing I'm trying to do, I would like to do.
I think you're on the right track, man. Just keep going. And, you know, I think the best thing is the creative space is very, it's not small, but when you get in, it's very small, which means you've got the right support around you.
Mm.
So I just want to say all the best with all the work that you have planned for the future. Mm. And hopefully we'll get to collab on a dance.
Oh,
something
yeah.
dance related, but we'll talk about that
definitely.
Off camera.
Okay.
Thank you, Shane.
Cool. Thank you.
All the best, man.
It's all good, bro. I love
peace.
It.
Just like that. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode, guys. Make sure to follow Shane on social media platforms, give him the support. And until then, we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Great. How was that, guys?